Healthy skin is always in. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by our friends at BetterHelp, an online professional counseling website with nearly 2 million clients worldwide. The mission at BetterHelp is to provide accessible, affordable, and convenient professional counseling so that anyone struggling with life's challenges can get help anytime, anywhere. Whether you're struggling with depression, stress, anxiety, or issues with grief, you can get professional help wherever you are right now. And for a limited time, 7 Good Minutes listeners are getting 10% off your first month by visiting BetterHelp.com/7GoodMinutes. To start living a healthier life today and get 10% off your first month, go to BetterHelp.com/7GoodMinutes. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7GoodMinutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment, in which we get diet and nutrition tips for clear, healthy skin. Enjoy.
Tip number 0, or the base tip, as I'd like to call it, is to eat a healthy and balanced diet consistently. So I didn't even want to mention this as a tip. That's why I'm calling it tip number 0, because we all know we need to do that. We all know we need to eat a healthy diet for good skin. But it was worth mentioning because that is the foundation for the rest of the tips. If you're not eating a healthy diet consistently, none of the other tips that I'm going to provide you in this video make any sense to do on their own. Nutrition is not about just doing one thing. There's no one particular nutrient. There's no one particular magic cure for your skin. It's about doing things in conjunction with each other. So what is a healthy diet? That is a $1 million question. We can all do different diets and still have healthy skin, because honestly, there is no one size fits all approach when it comes to nutrition. You could be vegan, you could be pescatarian, you could be paleo, it doesn't matter. You can all have good skin. The thing that I think that makes the most difference is to stick to a diet which is predominantly whole foods or minimally processed foods. So take out those ultra processed foods, take out the foods that don't have much nutrition. Tip number 1 is to reduce the amount of refined sugar you eat. There is a link in the science between sugar, excess sugar, and things like skin wrinkling, skin sagging, premature aging. And let me tell you, I think a lot of the wrinkles that I do have, especially the smile lines, probably are the result of eating a lot of sugar. I've had them for quite some time. I used to be a sugar addict. Now, I can't reverse the damage that I've done, but at least I can prevent more damage from happening. So what is it about the sugar that causes problems? So there is a process called glycation that happens. So when there's extra sugar molecules, they attach to the collagen in your skin and they make that collagen stiff and less elastic. So your skin loses its firmness, it starts to sag, and then we have wrinkles. So if you want to prevent wrinkles and you want to keep your skin healthy long term, it's a good idea to reduce the refined sugar. Tip number 2 is to avoid or limit high glycemic foods. So what is a high glycemic food? A high glycemic food is a food that will raise your blood sugar very quickly. So examples of high glycemic foods include cakes, cookies, crackers, instant oats, white bread, rice cakes, things like that. So it's a good idea to reduce the consumption of these, because there is a link in the science between high glycemic foods and acne. And I also feel that this actually does make sense, because when I eat more of these foods, when I eat more processed carbohydrates that raise my blood sugar very quickly, I do tend to break out more. So if you're having issues with breakouts and you want to reduce them, it's a good idea to stick to low glycemic foods and medium glycemic foods, such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains. Tip number three is to eat enough protein and vitamin C. Now, if you're eating a balanced diet, you probably are getting enough protein and vitamin C, but I still wanted to mention some special considerations. So first of all, why is protein and vitamin C important? Well, both of them are building blocks for collagen, and your skin is made out of collagen. So if you want to have healthy skin, you need to get enough protein and vitamin C. Now, let's tackle protein first. So in terms of the protein, if you're eating a balanced diet and you're eating enough calories, you probably are getting enough protein. But let's say you're on a calorie-restricted diet, if you're trying to lose weight, make sure you're getting enough protein. Because if you're on a calorie-restricted diet, depending on how many calories you eat, you could be under-eating the protein. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is if you're eating a diet where you're eliminating a lot of food groups, let's say you're allergic to a lot of food groups, or you're eliminating them for other reasons, you could be under-eating, and that could result in not getting enough protein. Now, let's tackle the vitamin C. So if you're eating enough fruits and veggies and a balance of them, you probably are getting enough vitamin C. But one important consideration is that when you are stressed, when you're going through periods of stress, your body actually uses up a lot more vitamin C than normal. So during that time, it's a good idea to eat more vitamin C. Tip number four is to eat enough omega-3 fatty acids. So why are omega-3 fatty acids important? Well, they manage oil production in your skin, they can help reduce inflammation, reduce acne, and premature aging. If you're not plant-based, you can get your omega-3 fatty acids from fish. I personally get it from fish, salmon, herring, mackerel. These are fatty fish that have a lot of omega-3 fatty acids. If you are plant-based, you have options too. Now, I do recognize some people can't eat seeds. They tend to have issues with it. So in that case, you can take a supplement. There is an algae-based supplement. It's plant-based that does have omega-3 fatty acids. So that could work for you if you have issues with nuts and seeds. Tip number five is to get enough fruits and veggies and to make sure you get a variety.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.